It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. In this week's episode, we are bringing back our Power Chats. Now, in this episode, this is part 5 of 5 of my interview, the Q&A with Katana Payne, where we sat down and she interviewed me. So if you're listening into this episode, there are 4 other parts of this episode that you want to make sure you go back and you find in the podcast. Again, you want to make sure you go back and find. So this is part 5 of 5 of my interview with Katana Payne. And in this specific episode, we're talking about my favorite lead magnets. You know what lead magnets are, right? So lead magnets are what you're doing in order to get prospects to come in and give their information to you. So we're talking about an ebook. We're talking about a discount code. So we're going to talk about what my favorite lead magnets are, what I use in order to get customers, in order to be sticky, meaning people are attracted to what I want to sell. But I do that by creating a lead magnet. So I'm super excited for this episode, for part 5 of 5 of my interview with Katana Payne. Continue leaving us reviews. I truly, truly appreciate that. And let's dive into this week's episode.
What are your favorite lead magnets?
So ebooks are really great lead magnets that you could do. Guides are really great lead magnets that you could do. Mm-hmm. If you run a product-based business, like teaching people actually how to apply skin products to their skin, or a regimen to a facial wash or body wash. Like, these are really good, because when you assume your customers actually know how to do all these things, you miss out on building relationships and community with them and dialogue, right? And that's essentially what you want to do. So anything that builds dialogue within your community is really good lead magnets. Video series are really good lead magnets as well. Raffles are really good lead magnets as well. When I think about lead magnets, again, because I've been running ads for over 12 years, I always look at, okay, people want something digestible, but they want to know that you know what you're talking about. So one of my most popular lead magnets that I ever created, it was an ebook, and it was titled 5 Lessons I Learned from Running 300 Instagram Ads. And so the reason why that was so popular is because it was 5 lessons. And a lot of the people that downloaded it never ran 300 ads before. So they're like, wait a second. Okay, well, what are these 5 tips that I could get from 300 ads? And so that lead magnet led to a $47 and $97 program, which would go on to generate about, like, I think $4 to $5K a week, $16 to $20K a month. And so you really have to, don't just put a 10-step checklist together, right, for lead magnet. If you want quality sales, you have to have quality lead magnets. You actually have to really think through. And that ebook really gave examples. I really showed the back end of my ads manager and the campaigns that I was running and, you know, the advice I was giving. So you have to really have quality leads. If you want to have quality leads, you have to have quality lead magnets, which will lead to a higher quality sales or conversions that you have on the back end of your business.
That was powerful. I would love to know, what's your proudest moment as an entrepreneur? As you know, I know you don't like to say it, but as an ad guru, what's your proudest moment?
I think every day my main goal. So one of my main goals, you know, always take care of my mama, right? You know, always take care of my mama. My second main goal is never to go back to corporate. So I guess my proud moment is, you know, since I left corporate, I haven't gone back to corporate outside of the numbers, right? Because I've made the sales, I had the $1 million, you know, years, I've had the $1 million quarters, right? You know, had those experiences. I've been able to, you know, been fortunate enough to change my life and my circumstance and be able to employ other people or bring on contractors or bring on interns, you know, or hire family members. So I've been very fortunate, right? I've been very fortunate to be able to do those things specifically. But again, if we're talking about outside of the numbers, it's just not going back to corporate. I'm proud of that. But we're talking about inside the numbers for those that don't know me. And I document a lot of my results ad-wise on my Instagram page where you can check out. But outside of ads, it's just, you know, take care of my mama and not going back to corporate. That's what I'm most proud of right now.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.